Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Pat Counsell, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday. It is May 9th. Wow, things are moving fast. I say that a lot, don't I? It's because it's true. Okay, our topic for today is why you must be independent. And so we're going to talk about jumpstarting your free life. Five questions that will help you to jumpstart your free life. It's really important that you examine your life. That is by far because people are in an autopilot and we're in react mode so much. We sometimes forget to stop, take a moment and breathe, and then to activate our ability to pay attention to our own life. I believe it was Socrates who said, an unexamined life is not worth living. And that is true. If you ever watch what's going on in society today, and this has been going on in society probably since the beginning of time, we often stay in survive mode, so we never get into thrive mode. And what prevents us from getting into thrive mode is we have not really slowed down long enough to examine our lives. We're constantly kept on edge, or we're constantly kept busy. In other words, our focus, we have things that pull at our attention, and there's always something. If you watch the news, there's always something that will cause you to voice your opinion or get upset about or tell a friend and talk about for days or render an opinion about someone who's guilty or not guilty, even though this is not going to hurt, add to your life one way or the other. And so we spend a lot of time putting our energy and attention on things that will not allow us or will not remind us that we should examine our lives. So we're going to talk about why you must be independent, and I'm going to give you five questions that you can ask yourself that will help jumpstart your free life. And because part of a free, exciting life is being able to have a vision for your life and living it by building it and then by enjoying it. Well, if you're always in survive mode, because everything around us today convinces us that we should be in survival mode, that something is going to come and get us, someone's going to come and get us. Oh no, you better run and hide, that you are not going to make it because things are so bad in society, in this world. It's a bad, bad world we live in. So when you think about all of these things, it puts you in survival mode. You're constantly looking over your shoulder. Our television shows, and I've mentioned, I think, American Greed, and I think there's one called Scammed, I believe. And I mentioned those two, and there's some others out there. And these awful reality shows. Yep, I judged it. I said it. These shows keep us in survival mode by really causing us to always be afraid, always be suspect of everyone and everything. How do you live a happy, exciting life? staying like that, being in that mode all the time, in survival mode. You know, it's time for us to become more independent, because the reality of it is, as long as you're in survival mode, then you're not independent. Okay, you are constantly turning your life over to someone else, and you're constantly afraid that you're going to lose that life. So you're not free as you could possibly be, and you're not going for your vision. And so, as I said a few moments ago, part of a free, exciting life is really about being, it's about being able to have a vision for your life and then living it by building it and enjoying it. So these five questions, I think it's a great place to start when it comes to, first of all, claiming your independence or putting yourself on the right track to go for your independence and your most exciting life. So the first question is, what is the most exciting life you can think of? And you want to answer that. And think about, what is it that excites you about your life? The second one is, why aren't you living it? The third question, what steps can you take to get started on living your free life? And finally, the fifth question, actually the fourth question, is how can you get started? And now the fifth question, when would you like to start? So if you think about this, these questions allow you to systematically create a vision for your life, while at the same time, when you write your answers down, systematically writing out a very simple starting point to go towards your own independence for your life. So these are questions that you want to ask yourself, and take the time to carefully think about your answers. You know, you want to ponder over what is the answer. Where will this take me, and how will this improve my life? So if you want to become more independent, then you're going to, you will take the time to examine your life, because that is kind of step one to coming out of survival mode. Think about this. If we had 1 million people just burst through and they came out of survival mode, went into thrive mode, kicked it into high gear, just totally released their magnificence and decided, I'm going to let my light shine and I'm going for it no matter what happens. Guess what? We would take our society back. We would take our world back. And I guess the people who think that they know what's best for us would realize that, oh, wow, they can think just as good or better than me. So they can use their own mind. They can think for themselves. I don't need to tell them what to do. No, we don't need Washington telling us what to do as though we can't think. So let me get this straight. You're smarter than me because what? You went to law school? Because if you go back and look at some of our politicians, many of them graduated from law school and became lawyers. So let me get this straight. That's why you think you can tell me how to think and what to do? Wait, you guys are fighting amongst yourselves. You can't even get along with each other. So the point that I'm making is not to pick on them, but it's from a point of reality, what exists right now, because we are not claiming our own independence, and we're not stepping into our independence and going for that amazing life and operating in our gifts and talents. Well, we have others that are telling us what to do, and they think that they know better, and we keep looking to them. It's kind of a codependent relationship on a massive scale. So here's some reasons, or a reason, why you must be independent. So one of the reasons that you want to be independent is because when you're not operating in your independence, when you don't feel like you have that free life, your purpose and your passion, it gets smothered. Your purpose and your passion, they're wrapped up by your independence, with your independence. They're connected to your independent feeling. So if you're not excited about your life, it's because you've somehow put the real you in a box. And that's not independence. You're working on a job that you complain about often, and you've convinced yourself that you must do this because you have to take care of your family. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, there are sacrifices that people have to make. We all have to make sacrifices for family, for ourselves. So there's sacrifices that we have to make, but you don't have to stay there for the rest of your life. Okay, so don't convince yourself of that. As human beings, we're resourceful. If you tap into your resourcefulness and you ask the magic question, you know, how can I live my most exciting life? How can I build and enjoy my dream life? Well, you're going to get some answers. And you say, well, how am I going to get the specific answers to how to get from point A to point B? No, it's not going to play out like that for some of us. The way it's going to happen is when you ask a question, you might be prompted to read a book. You'll walk by a book that calls out to you. You will meet a person that can actually help you. So you'll get signs of go this way. You know, it's like a road sign, you know, go this way, stop. Okay. Go further. There's a detour sign. Take this detour. And before you know it, you've reached your destination. So this is how it plays out, but you have to be open and you have to be willing to make that happen. Now, for those of you that are listening and you think, oh, really? It's going to work out just like that. Okay. That sounds like some of that positive thinking stuff, and that stuff, does it really work? I'm just saying. Well, first of all, it does work. So let me give you a very quick but real story about how this worked. Before I even knew what internet marketing was, and after the real estate market tanked, and I was kind of trying to find my way back to entrepreneurship, but I wanted to... In my heart of hearts, I wanted to use my gifts and talents. I was, as I meditated and I was quiet, I was prompted to go in that direction. Go towards those amazing gifts and talents that you have and work it. just give it all you have. Well, when I made that decision, some of the things I wanted to do a radio show. And of course, they wanted me to talk about things that, first of all, they don't even resonate with me. So let me get this straight. Because I'm an African-American female, you really think I want to sit around and talk about a bunch of drama and name calling and get a life? You know, that's not my thing. So I didn't go in that direction. And of course, some of the other radio stations wanted me to talk about things once again that did not resonate with me. So this is how Designing Your Life Today came to be. But I knew nothing about the internet and how to make things work on the internet. Okay. I mean, I could do a quick search, and even then I didn't even think about searching for things that I could use the internet to find a lot of information. I didn't even think about any of that. And one day, and this is when Borders Bookstore was still in business, and I would go to their cafe because it's right next door to where I live, or it was. And so I would go to the cafe, get some tea and see what new books were out and just kind of try and see where the trends were going and where I wanted to go and how I could fit into that, how I could make sure that I was, whatever it is I did, that I was relevant to what people needed in society during that time. Well, this guy walks in and I'm in the cafe, I'm drinking tea. I've got a few books stacked up that I'm going to thumb through. And cause I buy a lot of books and then I'll pick the ones I want. I'll buy those and then I'll move on. And so, I'm in the cafe and there it is. I'm thumbing through a book. A guy comes in with, he grabs one book. He opens the book and literally just opens the cover. Okay. Doesn't even look through the book because he's like sitting right in front of me. And there I'm with my tea and my stack of books. And he opens the cover. He leaves the book on the table and he walks away. He walks away. And I thought, that's strange. And when he walks away, I could see the name of the book. And I thought, And the book was actually a book. The book was called Get Rich Click by Mark Ostrowski. And It was the alt called The Ultimate Guide to Making Money on the Internet. And I thought, this internet thing seems to be kind of a big deal. And something prompted me to go and pick that book up. And I said, okay, so I'll go and I'll pick it up. So I went and I picked the book up. I started thumbing through the book. And as I started to thumb through the book, I thought, I can do this. I can do all of this. And I had never done any of it, but I just knew I could do that. I said, I can learn this, and I can learn this fast. Everything in me said I could. So I got excited and I actually purchased the book. And so, I started following some things in it, of course, and the rest is history. Designing Your Life Today, that's how it was born. The whole podcasting thing. I didn't even know it was called podcasting. I just told people I had an online radio show. And so the thing is, I was super green and I just jumped out there and got started with some things. So that's a very real story about how you can be prompted to do something. And so there was that book, and internet marketing was the farthest thing from my mind. Never, didn't even think about it. Matter of fact, didn't even know it existed. Didn't know it was a thing. And so, something prompted me to pick up that book. I picked it up and I thought, wow. So you will be prompted to move towards your independence when you're willing to jumpstart your free life. When you ask yourself the right questions, when you open your mind and start to examine your life. During that time, I was examining my life because I know the lifestyle that I was living. I wanted to keep that lifestyle and then some. So I had to examine my life to see what was next and what would bring me the lifestyle that I wanted. But it wasn't just about the money, because there were other things I could have done, being in real estate, among other things, and very good at different aspects of real estate. So I didn't really want to go down that road again. I wanted to use the gifts and talents that perhaps I was born with, and that would be, you know, the speaking and writing. And I can't say I'm thinking it was in me to learn it. And so I picked it up, you know, fairly quickly. And so when you're living your, or when you go for independence, then your purpose and your passion, which is wrapped up in your independence, is going to shine through. So if you're not excited about your life, it's because you've somehow put the real you in a box and you stopped yourself from living that independent life, and you don't want to be there, right? So by answering the five questions that I mentioned a few moments ago, what is the most exciting life you can think of? Why aren't you living it? What steps can you take to get started on living your free life? How can you get started? And of course, when would you like to start? By answering those questions, you can kind of have a, get a quick snapshot of what would make you feel and become or go towards your independence. And when you have this independent life, you're just easier to get along with. We're all happier. We're all easier to get along with. We like ourselves more. And this brings me to another reason why you must be independent. Another reason is because without that feeling of independence, without or with always being in thrive mode, then you're not as confident as you could be. You're going to downplay your magnificence, and that's not going to help you achieve your most productive goals or the greatest vision that you have or the vision that you're excited about. And that's not good for any of us. If you are not living your best life, your most exciting life, then that's not good for anybody. And it's certainly not good for you, because the object of the game is for you to feel free. And freedom, a part of that is about all about being excited about your life, not thinking that you have to turn your life over to someone else, to some government official who is, guess what, another human being, to some law where, and you guys know every now and then I get on my little soapbox, and so I promise not to stay on it long, to where they're legislating morality, which is something that cannot be legislated, and that's been proven since the beginning of time. So you can't create a rule to make a person be better, but now you can create a rule to restrict them. Okay, so that they won't do certain things. And has that worked? Well, no. Okay, no matter what we come up with as human beings, we're on the side of legislation, and we do need certain laws, don't get me wrong. But we're talking about laws that legislate morality. No matter how many of those laws we come up with, people find a way to get around it. Okay, so someone with immoral thoughts and who has no problem carrying out an immoral act, a law is not going to stop them. Okay, why? Because they think they can get away with it. And so, all right, back to why you must be independent. Okay, so, but this kind of all ties in. This is why you want to be independent and why you want to jumpstart your free life, because actually, this minimizes the idea that you have to do something wrong or something illegal in order to get your best life. And it proves to you that your life is not being controlled, or it's not under the thumb of someone else, that no one else has that right to stop you from going towards wealth and getting wealth if you're willing to do the work. But before that, you can work all day. You have to learn methods. You have to learn strategies. You have to learn or develop a system. And you have to connect that system to your most purposeful, passionate self. And so once you can understand that and get the step by step and follow those kind of connected dots, now you've learned something that will take you towards your free life. And as a result, you can take it from there. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to kind of continue. We're not going to talk about what would make you free, but we are going to give you some information that will help you go for that independence by explaining to you how anyone can be a profitable entrepreneur. See, entrepreneurs are made. They're not born. Contrary to what people say, born salesman, you're a born business person. No such thing. Okay. And with all the people that are about to be laid off, have already been laid off. And we got millions more coming because, especially in the retail industry, listen, you want to learn how to get started on becoming a profitable entrepreneur. It's in you. You can do it. Hey, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. Do life with power and be magnificent.